Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
I have a question for you today. What are we going to do? 2,000 years ago, the religious leaders in Jerusalem were asking the same questions. I mean, this guy from Galilee, this Jesus guy, he's causing all kinds of trouble. We just heard the other day he raised someone from the dead. What are we going to do? You know, today many people are asking that same question. The stores are closed, schools are closed, and even churches are closed. Life as we know it has changed. The chief priests and Pharisees were worried their lives were going to change too if they let this Jesus guy continue his life. The Gospel of John gives us a really good account of the miracles that Jesus performed during his short stay on earth. The religious leaders all knew that Jesus had healed the sick, made the lame walk and the blind see, but they were blinded by their pride. And we still see this today. God is still working and healing people today, but many people don't want to hear that. Of course, the reason is, if they believe that, then they have to believe in Jesus. Today, we're faced with a pandemic that's causing our world to be turned upside down. What are we going to do? Times of pestilence and plague are not exactly new to the human experience. The entire world population has endured several pandemics, and yet the human race still survives. Certainly, this pandemic has put the entire world on pause. Could it be that God's purpose are being worked out? The best advice I have is the advice that God gave Solomon thousands of years ago. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and restore their land. As a church, we need to pray and seek the face of God. What are we going to do?
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.